All week we've been looking at issues related to guns in our newsroom series, A Loaded Issue. We've heard from rural gun owners, gun manufacturers, and proponents of open carrying. Today, we turn to gun crime in the state and take a look at the numbers. NHPR contributor Brian Walston has pulled the data and joins us this morning to explain what he's found. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Rick.
So what do the numbers tell us?
Well, one thing they tell us is something we already know, that New Hampshire is one of the safest places in the country. Only Hawaii has a lower murder rate than New Hampshire, and our rate of violent crime, murder, robbery, and aggravated assault was the third lowest in the country. Now, these rankings are from the most recent FBI Uniform Crime Report from 2011. The numbers also tell us that in New Hampshire, guns are much less likely to be used in the commission of a violent crime than the country as a whole.
You say much less likely. What are the numbers to support that statement?
Well, of the more than 168,000 murders committed in the U.S. between 2000 and 2011, 67% involved a firearm. During the same period in New Hampshire, there were 156 murders, and 39% of them were committed with a gun.
Does that pattern hold true with other violent crime?
Yes, it does. When it comes to robberies, guns were used in less than a quarter of those committed in New Hampshire between 2000 and 2011. Now, compare that to 42% of all robberies in the U.S. that involved a gun. As for aggravated assaults, an average of about 15% in New Hampshire involve a gun. It's more than 20% in the country as a whole.
What explains the lower percentages of gun crime in the Granite State?
Some of it has to do with demographics. Studies show that gun violence disproportionately affects people between the ages of 15 and 24. Now, New Hampshire has a slightly lower percentage of people in that age group than the national average. One criminologist I spoke with said socioeconomics are also an important factor in violent crime. Education's levels are higher in New Hampshire, unemployment is lower, and relatively fewer people live in poverty.
And New Hampshire it's a rural state. Almost 40% of residents live in the country. Is that a factor as well?
It is. It's not coincidental that Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire, states that don't have big cities and where a larger proportion of residents live in rural areas, have the lowest rates of crime. And studies have found that the rate of violent crime in urban areas is 3 to 4 times greater than in less populated parts of the country.
So we have a slightly older population. We have less urbanization in the Granite State. One other factor, too, I would imagine, is in a rural state like this, are there different types of guns?
Well, one statistic that I found interesting is that the type of firearm used in murders, handguns tend to be the firearm of choice in violent crimes. In New Hampshire, handguns were used in 54% of gun murders. I think it's important to point out the good data on the number and types of guns owned in New Hampshire is hard to come by. But one expert I spoke with said these numbers suggest that long guns make up a greater proportion of guns owned in the Granite State than handguns.
Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Brian Walston is a contributor to NHPR. You can read his story and find all of this data online at nhpr.org.